Imagine waking up feeling energized, clear-headed, and ready to tackle your day without that third cup of coffee. For millions struggling with fatigue, brain fog, and various health complaints, the solution might be simpler than expected. The Vitamin Solution has become a sensation among health-conscious celebrities like Gwyneth Paltrow and functional medicine practitioners for its revolutionary approach to personalized supplementation. Unlike one-size-fits-all health advice, this book, written by two Harvard-trained physicians, has transformed how we think about vitamins, moving beyond the generic multivitamin to a tailored approach based on individual needs. As vitamin confusion reaches epidemic proportions in America, with over 70% of adults taking supplements but most unsure if they're taking the right ones, this practical guide offers clarity in a market flooded with contradictory information. Vitamin confusion is merely universal. From childhood Flintstones chewables to adult uncertainty about what supplements to take, most people, even doctors, receive minimal education about proper vitamin supplementation. Medical schools typically dedicate just a single two-hour lecture to nutrition, leaving physicians ill-equipped to address patients' vitamin-related questions. This knowledge gap creates a perfect storm. Patients arrive at appointments with bags full of supplements recommended by neighbors or hairstylists, while others suffer serious health conditions from taking the wrong products. The confusion stems from a fundamental misunderstanding about vitamins. They aren't universal. Your vitamin needs differ dramatically from those of your spouse, neighbor, or even identical twin based on your unique combination of diet, health history, genetics, symptoms, and lifestyle. The medical establishment hasn't helped matters. Recent studies questioning multivitamin effectiveness are fundamentally flawed because they treat vitamins as one-size-fits-all solutions. These studies often suffer from poor compliance, participants stop taking the vitamins, measure only mortality rates, ignoring quality of life improvements, and most critically, assume everyone needs the same generic vitamin combination. Common vitamin myths perpetuate the confusion. Many believe their bodies only absorb what they need. False. Fat-soluble vitamins can accumulate to toxic levels. Others think all vitamin brands are equivalent. Manufacturing isn't strictly regulated, quality varies dramatically. Some expect doctors to guide their vitamin choices. Most lack time for detailed analysis. Perhaps most dangerous is the belief that healthy diets provide all necessary nutrients, nearly impossible with modern food production, or that you should always take the same vitamins. Needs change with diet, lifestyle, and health conditions. The consequences of vitamin misinformation can be severe. Physicians regularly encounter patients suffering from vitamin D toxicity, causing dangerous calcium accumulation, natural supplements triggering cardiac arrhythmias, supplement medication interactions leading to serotonin syndrome, energy drinks contributing to muscle breakdown, and improperly prescribed niacin causing liver failure. The takeaway is clear. Vitamins are powerful tools for health when used correctly, but require knowledge, appropriate dosing, and consideration of individual circumstances. Health transformation begins with understanding why change matters. The very reasons that make health improvement difficult, demanding careers, childcare responsibilities, household management, are precisely why prioritizing health is essential. You can't continue caring for others if your own health deteriorates. Better health enhances career performance through improved stamina and mental focus, while subtly attracting others through your healthier appearance and energy. The approach to health change matters as much as the changes themselves. Rather than setting specific outcome goals with rewards, if I lose 50 pounds, I'll go to Hawaii, commit to the process of improvement itself. Embrace both progress and inevitable failures as learning opportunities. The only necessary vow is to do better than you're doing now. Drastic changes rarely stick. The dental floss principle demonstrates that small, incremental adjustments gradually create significant transformation. Just as flossing every other day is better than abandoning daily flossing entirely, starting with just 10 minutes of exercise daily is better than an overwhelming plan you'll quit. Set simple, attainable goals that give you permission to make positive changes. Eliminate one problematic food or control one difficult eating time. you won't see dramatic overnight results, but you'll make progress and, more importantly, experience success, proving that change is possible. Leverage existing routines to establish new habits. Pair desired behaviors with established ones. Do push-ups before brushing teeth. Keep vitamins by the coffee maker. Exercise before showering. Replace unhealthy habits with better alternatives while building in small rewards to maintain motivation. Remember that reaching a goal is just the beginning. Create a maintenance plan before achieving your target to avoid reverting to old patterns. Schedule check-ins, sign up for future events, or establish new challenges to maintain momentum rather than backsliding after achievement. Fatigue ranks among the most common complaints doctors hear, yet its causes are often misunderstood. While serious medical conditions like anemia, thyroid disorders, and sleep apnea must be ruled out, many cases of chronic fatigue stem from correctable vitamin deficiencies. Vitamin D deficiency has reached epidemic proportions, largely due to sunscreen use, indoor lifestyles, and limited dietary sources. Few foods contain meaningful amounts of vitamin D. Even fortified milk provides just 100 IUs per serving, far below the 800 to 1,000 IUs most people need daily. Requirements vary based on location, skin color, and absorption issues, but most patients are deficient unless already supplementing. Vitamin D plays crucial roles in bone health, cancer prevention, and cognitive function, making it essential for overall wellness. Building up vitamin D levels takes patience, months to years of consistent supplementation, but the effects on energy are noticeable and significant. B vitamins are equally vital for energy production, with B1 and B12 being most essential. These vitamins help nerve cells fire smoothly and rapidly. When lacking, our nerves become sluggish, resulting in fatigue or specific neurological symptoms. While B vitamins are found in common foods, meat, dairy, grains, legumes, some people don't absorb them properly due to gastrointestinal conditions, surgeries, autoimmune issues, or medication interference. Though many find B supplements boost energy, beware of energy products containing excessive amounts, hundreds of times above recommended values, as significant toxicity can occur, causing flushing, skin problems, and potentially fatal liver damage. Iodine deficiency remains the leading cause of goiters and hypothyroidism worldwide, which is why the U.S. implemented iodized salt programs in the 1920s. The recommended daily allowance is 150 micrograms, 220 to 290 micrograms for pregnant nursing women, available through dairy, saltwater fish, shellfish, soy products, and seaweed. Those cooking exclusively with kosher or sea salt may be deficient. However, many supplements contain dangerous amounts, 62 milligrams or more, hundreds of times the recommended dose, which could trigger hyperthyroidism, heart arrhythmias, and osteoporosis. Magnesium serves as the gateway for cellular energy production. Muscle cells, including the heart, rely on magnesium to perform their tasks. Despite being present in spinach, legumes, and nuts, many people have insufficient circulating magnesium due to losses through sweat and other bodily processes. Supplementation can be particularly beneficial for maintaining energy, especially for those who exercise regularly, though those with kidney disease should be cautious. Headaches affect millions. Migraines alone impact 28 million Americans, 12% of the population, more than asthma and diabetes combined. Proper vitamin supplementation can significantly reduce frequency and severity of both migraines and tension headaches. Migraines occur when blood vessels in the brain spasm, causing intense, throbbing pain, often accompanied by nausea, light sensitivity, or visual disturbances. Common triggers include family history, menstrual cycles, weather changes, stress, fatigue, lack of sleep, and certain foods. Several vitamins show promise for prevention. Magnesium addresses the suboptimal levels many people maintain despite its presence in nuts, beans, spinach, and grains. Studies demonstrate magnesium's effectiveness in reducing migraine frequency, likely due to its role in blood vessel function. A typical preventive dose is 300 to 400 milligrams daily, which most patients tolerate well, though higher amounts may cause digestive discomfort. vitamin B2, riboflavin, has gained favor since 2010 for migraine prevention. Found naturally in meat, cheese, eggs, and nuts, migraine sufferers may benefit from supplementation at 400 milligrams daily, which studies show reduces migraine frequency. CoQ10 also shows potential for migraine prevention at doses up to 100 milligrams 3 times daily, though the evidence is less established than for other supplements. Tension headaches result from muscle tensing around the head, typically triggered by stress or dehydration. They present as a band-like sensation around the head without the nausea or visual changes associated with migraines. Beyond over-the-counter analgesics, addressing hydration is essential, but water alone isn't enough. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, chloride, and magnesium are crucial for the body to retain water. Many headaches attributed to low blood sugar actually stem from missing essential nutrients and electrolytes. Alcohol-related headaches occur largely due to dehydration, as alcohol depletes both body and brain fluids. The medical solution in emergency rooms, the banana bag IV solution, contains thiamine, B1, folic acid, and magnesium, which help block alcohol's effects on brain receptors and combat dehydration. Taking these supplements with water while drinking and again the next morning can prevent many hangover symptoms. Hair loss affects both men and women, causing significant distress. While some hair loss is inevitable with aging, many causes are reversible, with vitamins often part of the solution. Vitamin deficiencies rank among the most common and correctable causes of hair thinning. Iron deficiency, particularly common in menstruating women, can cause significant hair loss. Though blood counts may appear normal, specific testing for ferritin, iron stores, often reveals depletion. Ferritin levels typically need to reach above 70 ng per m for hair regrowth, requiring 6 to 12 months of consistent supplementation with vitamin C to aid absorption. Similarly, vitamin D deficiency contributes significantly to hair loss and requires long-term supplementation with vitamin D3. Biotin, typically 2,500 mcg daily, is also essential for hair follicle repair and regrowth, though results take time to manifest. Hormonal balance significantly impacts overall health. Menopause brings decreased production of estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, causing hot flashes that range from occasional and mild to severe and debilitating. Even minor nocturnal hot flashes can disrupt sleep without conscious awareness, leading to fatigue, irritability, memory issues, and weight gain. While hormone replacement therapy effectively eliminates hot flashes, it increases risks of heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, and certain cancers. Alternative treatments include certain antidepressants, black cohosh, though results vary, low-dose vitamin E, and moderate consumption of phytoestrogens through soy foods. Low libido affects both women and men, often beginning in the 30s and progressing with age. The causes are both psychological and physical, with hormonal disruptions playing a significant role. Fatigue is a major libido killer, particularly for new mothers who are sleep-deprived and stressed. Perimenopausal women face similar challenges with sleep disruption from hot flashes. Menopausal women experience decreased testosterone, the hormonal trigger for sex drive, and estrogen, causing vaginal dryness and discomfort. Ginseng shows promise for enhancing libido in both men and women, with research supporting its effectiveness. Addressing overall energy levels through proper nutrition, iron, B vitamins, vitamin D, can improve sexual interest. Thyroid disorders are among the most commonly self-diagnosed conditions, with patients attributing symptoms like fatigue, weight gain, and hair loss to thyroid dysfunction. The thyroid gland, located in the neck, is indeed central to metabolism, using iodine to produce thyroxine, T4, which converts throughout the body to its active form, triiodothyronine, T3. Hypothyroidism causes slowed heart rate, weight gain, depression, fatigue, cold intolerance, cognitive issues, constipation, irregular periods, and hair loss. Conversely, hyperthyroidism produces jumpiness, palpitations, bone density loss, heat intolerance, tremors, insomnia, diarrhea, irregular periods, and hair loss. Thyroid function is assessed through blood tests, primarily measuring thyroid-stimulating hormone. Counterintuitively, high TSH indicates hypothyroidism, while low TSH indicates hyperthyroidism. Underactive thyroid, most commonly caused by the autoimmune condition Hashimoto's thyroiditis, is typically treated with synthetic thyroid hormone, levothyroxine, which must be taken on an empty stomach, consistently timed, and separated from vitamins containing iron or calcium, antacids, and cholesterol medications by at least 3 hours to ensure proper absorption. Despite internet claims about natural thyroid products and T3 supplements, most people effectively convert T4 to T3 when properly treated with synthetic T4. The trendy diagnosis of adrenal fatigue is widely discussed by holistic practitioners, but rarely by board-certified endocrinologists, because it's not actually a medically sound diagnosis. While the adrenal glands produce vital hormones, including steroids and adrenaline hormones, with cortisol helping maintain bodily functions during stress, taking ground-up animal glands isn't an appropriate solution for stress and exhaustion. The real solution involves managing stress through therapy, allowing adequate sleep, proper exercise and nutrition, and appropriate vitamin supplementation based on individual needs. Building strong immunity starts with proper hand washing, avoiding touching your face after contact with surfaces, and getting adequate sleep to allow the body restorative time. Stress reduction is equally important, as high cortisol levels increase susceptibility to infections. Other lifestyle measures include quitting smoking, which impairs the respiratory system's ability to fight bacteria, minimizing alcohol, which diminishes white blood cell function, and getting appropriate vaccinations. For supplements, vitamin C, 250 milligrams daily, increased to 500 milligrams when sick, can help shorten cold duration through its antioxidant properties. Vitamin D3 improves immunity, with deficiency linked to higher illness rates. Since most people lack adequate sun exposure or dietary sources, supplementation is often necessary. Zinc can reduce cold duration, but should be used occasionally rather than daily to avoid metal toxicity. Body aches can stem from joint problems or muscular issues that require medical investigation. For those taking statin drugs to control cholesterol, muscle aches are a common side effect that may be prevented by taking CoQ10 supplements. Patients with optimal vitamin D levels also tend to experience fewer medication side effects. During periods of increased muscle fatigue from workouts or stress, replenishing water, electrolytes, and vitamins is essential. Potassium, glucose, sodium chloride, and vitamin B12 are critical for muscle function and recovery. Taking supplemental electrolytes and B vitamins at specific times can provide muscles with necessary nutrients for optimal function and faster recovery. With age, recovery takes longer and musculoskeletal complaints increase, but proper hydration and vitamin supplementation can help people feel younger and more resilient. Women today typically start trying to conceive later in life when fertility naturally declines. While reproductive endocrinology has made incredible advances, not everyone needs high-tech interventions. Simple nutritional strategies, including proper vitamin supplementation, can enhance conception efforts and support healthy pregnancy. A 2011 UK study showed women taking multivitamins were more likely to both conceive and maintain pregnancy. Several nutrients are particularly important for fertility. Vitamin D deficiency is linked to infertility, with research showing women who have sufficient levels are more likely to become pregnant and produce higher quality embryos during IVF. Since vitamin D is primarily obtained through sun exposure, many people have subnormal levels due to sunscreen use and limited sun exposure. Being fat soluble, vitamin D can take 6 to 12 months to reach normal levels. Folate, folic acid, is essential for nerve growth and fetal neural tube development. Women should begin supplementation at least 6 months before trying to conceive to prevent birth defects like spina bifida. Iodine supports thyroid function, which regulates the menstrual cycle. Thyroid dysfunction is a common cause of infertility. As people avoid processed foods with iodized salt, many lose this important nutrient source, Proper iodine levels, 220 micrograms daily during pregnancy, are crucial, but excessive amounts can be harmful. Iron stores are depleted by menstruation and pregnancy. Building iron reserves before conception helps prepare the body, though many people struggle with iron supplements causing digestive issues. Using the proper form, like carbonyl iron, with vitamin C for absorption can improve tolerance. Omega-3 fatty acids, DHA and EPA, have become routine in prenatal care due to their association with fetal cognitive development. Studies show premature babies receiving DHA supplements exhibit improved cognitive function and vision. Omega-3s may also reduce premature birth rates and postpartum depression. Women often begin taking health seriously during pregnancy by stopping smoking and alcohol consumption. However, focusing on overall health before conception is ideal, as women may be less affected by fatigue and nausea, making it easier to establish healthy habits. Sleep is fundamental to overall health, with its quality and duration affecting virtually every aspect of well-being. Sleep deprivation correlates with development and worsening of numerous chronic health conditions. Research on sleep disorders like sleep apnea shows links to obesity, heart failure, high blood pressure, diabetes, depression, and fibromyalgia. People with severe untreated sleep apnea face twice the risk of premature death. Optimizing sleep can help treat many of these conditions, and doctors commonly advise patients struggling with weight loss to ensure adequate sleep. Several key nutrients play crucial roles in supporting healthy sleep patterns. Iron deficiency can cause restless leg syndrome, disrupting sleep with constant leg movements. Melatonin, a natural hormone, helps reset disrupted sleep rhythms when taken 30 minutes before bed at 1 to 5 milligrams. Magnesium aids sleep by stimulating GABA receptors in the brain and preventing muscle cramps. Vitamin B12 deficiency, common in vegetarians or those taking acid reflux medications, can cause painful neuropathy that worsens at night. Vitamin D deficiency correlates strongly with poor sleep quality and muscle aches. For menopausal women, black cohosh may reduce sleep-disrupting hot flashes. Beyond vitamins, sleep hygiene practices remain essential. Maintain consistent sleep schedules, create a dark, cool sleeping environment, avoid screens before bedtime, limit caffeine after noon, exercise regularly but not right before bed, and manage stress through relaxation techniques. For those with persistent sleep problems despite these measures, consulting a physician about possible sleep disorders is important. While vitamins play a crucial role in health optimization, they're most effective as part of a comprehensive approach that includes proper nutrition, regular exercise, preventative screenings, and weight management. Nutrition forms the foundation for good health, with vitamins filling the gaps. These gaps exist because modern soil provides fewer nutrients in produce, sunscreen blocks vitamin D production, and our habits prevent optimal food balance. A 2015 study found over 40% of U.S. adults had insufficient micronutrient intake. The shift from the traditional food pyramid to the USDA's MyPlate represents a move toward more vegetables and less grain, with half your plate ideally composed of vegetables and some fruit. This plant-based approach helps prevent cancer and heart disease, America's leading causes of death. Exercise is fundamental to overall health, addressing weight loss, cholesterol, blood pressure, bone health, digestive issues, sleep, and more. Aim for 40 minutes most days of the week, starting with small, incremental changes that fit your schedule. Find activities you genuinely enjoy, consider the social aspect of exercise, and remember that your target heart rate, 85% of 220 minus your age, is key for optimal benefits. Vitamins like B vitamins, magnesium, potassium, and sodium chloride support muscle function during exercise, with proper hydration requiring both water and electrolytes. Preventative screening tests are essential for early detection of potential health issues. Mammography remains the gold standard for breast cancer screening, with women beginning annual mammograms at 40. Pap testing has dramatically reduced cervical cancer deaths, with current guidelines recommending testing every 3 years for women 21 to 29, and co-testing, Pap plus HPV, every 5 years for ages 30 to 65. Bone density tests, DEXA, assess osteoporosis risk, typically beginning around menopause. colonoscopies, detect and remove precancerous polyps with the first test at 50, earlier with family history, and follow-ups every 10 years if no polyps are found. Most adults should have annual fasting blood work, including complete blood count, chemistry profile, cholesterol, and thyroid screening. Weight management requires sustainable lifestyle changes rather than quick fixes. Planning is crucial. Preparing lunches and snacks helps avoid vending machines and fast food. Pre-measuring portions helps establish control habits that eventually become natural. Sometimes a small amount of satisfying wrong food is better than large quantities of unsatisfying health food. For sustainable results, consider controlled indulgences rather than complete deprivation. Exercise is essential to any weight loss plan. It burns calories, optimizes metabolism between sessions, builds calorie-burning muscle, and often reduces appetite. The fundamental principle underlying effective vitamin supplementation is personalization. We don't eat the same, live the same, or have identical health problems, so why would we take the same vitamins? One-size-fits-all multivitamins often contain unnecessary or potentially harmful ingredients while missing what you specifically need. Determining your optimal vitamin regimen requires considering your diet, what nutrients might be missing, lifestyle, exercise habits, stress levels, sleep patterns, health conditions, existing diagnoses that affect nutrient needs or absorption, symptoms, what your body is telling you it lacks, and genetics, family history that might predispose you to certain deficiencies. Rather than accumulating a cabinet full of individual supplements based on the latest health article or friend's recommendation, a personalized approach identifies the specific combinations of vitamins and minerals your body needs in appropriate amounts. This targeted strategy not only improves effectiveness, but reduces the risk of dangerous interactions or overdoses. The vitamin solution isn't about taking more supplements. It's about taking the right ones for your unique body and circumstances. By understanding the science behind vitamin supplementation and applying it to your individual situation, you can transform your health from the cellular level up, addressing the root causes of common complaints rather than merely masking symptoms. Remember that vitamin needs change over time with age, health status, seasons, and lifestyle adjustments. Regularly reassessing your supplement regimen ensures it continues to support your evolving health goals. When properly aligned with your body's requirements, vitamins become powerful tools for not just preventing disease, but optimizing wellness and vitality at every stage of life.